couple of years ago, somebody that I was standing behind in an airport just randomly was telling me about this book called Verbal Judo. The concept of the book being that, like in the martial arts judo, not by using strength, but by using wise moves, you can use someone's strength to your favor. So the way that this moves into communication is that you don't have to be smarter than somebody else, and you don't have to be louder than somebody else, but you can use their words and their body movements in the communication sense to your advantage. A simple example of this would be like with young children, in which they're loud and you want their attention. One way to approach it is to speak very loudly and telling them to be quiet. Another way is to speak softly so that they need to be quiet to hear your voice. So basically that is the concept here. I'd been asked for quite a while to do a training on the use of body language as we're communicating the gospel with people. And basically what I would say, all I know is smile a lot, and if somebody doesn't look like they want to be a part of the conversation, just leave. But God brought this gentleman, John, into our circle of friends with Cross Pollination. As a police officer for 4 years, he'd been trained formally in this concept of verbal judo. We're calling this training body language, and I think this will be very helpful for you in everyday conversations, and especially as you're talking with people about Jesus Christ.